Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Joining me right now, we've got Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Sheriff, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, Bob. Enjoying this cold morning, or cool morning.
Oh, I love this weather. I'm sure you do, too, having to be in uniform quite often. Gets a little hot, doesn't it?
It does. When you're in uniform and you're wearing those vests, I can promise you they don't put air conditioning in those rooms.
Nope, but they save lives, and maybe that was a case in Dixie County. That's the county next to yours, for people that aren't familiar. And what can you tell me about this deputy being shot Saturday night?
Well, first off, you know, we continue praying for Deputy Pope and his family, his work families. When you have an incident like this, it affects so many people. Luckily, I'm told by their sheriff that he's going to make a full recovery. But it's ridiculous. I see more and more on our news and across the communications that we get that these shootings are happening more and more. And it's just, it's heartbreaking, but unfortunately, it's one of those things that when we wake up in the morning, we pin on badges and we strap on guns that we know it's a possibility that you can have a critical incident that can happen to you.
Well, you never know what's going to happen when you arrive on a scene, but in this particular case, they were called to the scene because somebody was firing a firearm into an occupied building, the Old Town Tavern. So, you know, you know there's, you know, it's an active scene when you arrive, but, yeah, I mean, even knowing that, the danger is still all around you, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, it's not my story to tell. Sheriff Butler and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement are doing a great job of looking into this and all the nuances of it, because there always is a lot of stuff to look into. That's why people get frustrated, like, why don't we have all the information? Well, in order to conduct a proper investigation and make sure they get it right, you sometimes got to keep your mouth shut about what's going on, and this is no different. You know, they're there, they get called to a scene of somebody shooting, and which is not unusual in our counties, and it's not unusual to only be able to respond with a couple deputies if you're lucky. And there's a million things going on, and the last thing that you would expect was to come under fire in the middle of the night or in the nighttime hours or anytime as you're looking into something. And that's basically what happened here. The deputies were doing their job and was encountered an armed suspect, and it went south from there. Luckily, in that the deputies weren't killed and no innocent bystanders, and they neutralized the threat as effectively as they could. And it's just challenging. I've talked around my office quite a bit. As you go to any type of scenes like this nowadays, whether, you know, a while back, Florida High Patrol was rendering aid to a motorist on I-75, and somebody from the tree line started firing on them.
Oh, my God.
That it is just, and that happened right there outside of Gainesville not too terribly long ago. And we had deputies eating Chinese food, and they were murdered right there in Gilchrist County. So we always think we're insulated in these small rural counties, and people get a false sense of security. But luckily, there's some strong sheepdogs standing between the wolf and the sheep, and I'm grateful to be part of that culture.
Yeah, and part of the challenge, of policing, like in Dixie County, I'm sure you can relate. Gilchrist County, I mean, this is rural policing. You know, you see things in the cityscape. I do. When there is a pullover, if there's any questions, I'll see 2, 3, sometimes 4. Other officers responding to an event. You don't know how serious the event is, but they respond like that, and so there's an overwhelming force. Rural policing, usually it's different, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, as a small rural county sheriff, I used to hear quite a bit of it if, you know, there was a traffic stop or a certain call when two deputies, when available, would show up, and you would hear, like, well, why does it take so many people to get there? Well, the answer, or to answer a call, it's not because of what you're going to most of the time. It is for officer safety, and that's what they're doing. In our bigger counties or bigger municipalities, it's on every call, 2 to 3 officers or deputies will show up here. It's a luxury. It is a rarity to have more than 2 deputies or 1 deputy respond. And my advice and my plea to rural county citizens is be patient, because I just outlined all the bad things that can happen on a, we don't know things routine anymore, but on a call for service, they don't know what to expect. And in the case in Dixie County, the prime example of, they're there. Yes, it was a shooting case. They was investigating it, but there was no way for them to know the danger that was lurking literally feet from them. And people can second guess. They can Monday morning quarterback, but you've got 75 jobs. You are the crime scene investigation. You're the investigator. You're the deputy, responding deputy. You're the person talking to the witnesses and people like that. I just ask them just to put yourself in their shoes. If you had a son, a daughter, a husband, a brother, a sister responding to a call, and don't look at it as it's wasting taxpayer money when 2 or 3 deputies or officers show up. Look at it as that could possibly save a life. And I would say that you cannot put a number, a financial consideration on somebody's life ever.
No, absolutely not. Hey, and one more thing before we let you go. The governor, I think, has released some funding to help out with recruitment, like kind of like a sign-on bonus type scenario. Tell me about that and how that affects your county.
Yes, sir. In recent years, the governor had started a practice where he was recruiting law enforcement from other states to come in, and he would pay a stipend to you for that. And then for somebody going into law enforcement, a first-time law enforcement officer, I think it's around $5,000. And thankfully, I think that's available to all counties, but certainly for counties like Gilchrist, we take advantage of it. If somebody is getting out of high school, getting out of college, and they want a career, they're guaranteed a $5,000 bonus from the state of Florida, thanking them for what they do, and it goes a long way. $5,000 can help that deputy, and it helps us. We don't have to, you know, get an extravagant amount of money, and I think it's unusual and unlike any other state in the country. So we always give our governor and our state legislature a lot of credit for making us the free state of Florida, but he certainly, our governor, has put his actions with his words, and they match up, and we're very grateful for it. That, along with other initiatives that he's done, that he's looking outside the box just to help us recruit and retain. And I think I know it's working. It's working in Gilchrist County, and I'm confident it's working throughout the state of Florida.
Well, we hope things continue to go well. I know every day is a challenge. You don't know what awaits you every day. But, Sheriff, we always appreciate your time on the show.
Bob, I've been meaning to tell you, I tell you this all the time, but there's very few voices out there that have the platform that you have and you never, ever miss an opportunity to support law enforcement and all first responders. And we really appreciate it. We're the silent minority in a lot of cases, but just understand you have a following that's unbelievable. And thank you and your listeners for leading the charge and putting us in your thoughts and prayers and backing us up and having our six.
Well, thanks for all those who risk their lives every day for us. We appreciate it, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon, Sheriff. Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz on the Bob Rose Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.